you know, so I wrote this song, and it was Gutless Radio. And I had a four-track recorder, and I did a little demo, just me playing, you know, a couple guitars, you know, overdub a guitar, you know, do a song, do a, you know, do a vocal. And I played it for Jim, and he's like, oh yeah, I really like this. It's like, yeah, here, make me a dub. You know, so I, you know, put it on cassette. And by that point, Roger had already gotten one of those better four-track reel-to-reel Tascams. And we ended up having two of those. And so we recorded the tracks. Oh, man. Me? Who is this? I'm sorry, Leon. Okay. Hello. You know, I mean, I don't know if I'm getting too much technical jargon, but, yeah, I mean, it was just really cool to be able to fill up a four-track. And then Roger would take those four tracks and bounce them to the next four-track machine at stereo, opening up two more tracks. So, you know, we were able to do the vocals and then mix it down onto, you know, a master tape. And we wanted to make a record. And I was just really keen on it. And, you know, and Roger scrounged around and I'm scrounged around. And we found a place called Super Disc in what was then East Detroit. And what was originally the called GM Studios, where the MC5 recorded back in the USA. And the guy, like, brings us in, and, you know, we made an appointment to bring our tape to, like, have it cut on, you know, a disc cutting lathe. And, you know, we were like, he brought us into the studio where, you know, I mean, just, you know, I said MC5, but there were loads and loads of big people that recorded there. But, I mean, for me, it was MC5 back in the USA. Okay, that's the biggie for me. And, you know, so we watched him cut the thing, and he gives it to us. Well, you know, just play it a few times, you know, and if it's good, we'll recut it to the specifications I wrote down. And they did. And, you know I was a little demanding because we wanted our own labels, you know. And he told us a place we could go to have them printed, and we wanted our own jackets. But he arranged to have the records pressed in Scranton, Pennsylvania, you know, and his 45s. And we shipped our labels, and they shipped the thing back, and, you know, we had our, it was a real do-it-yourself thing, because we had the sleeves printed at this place in Detroit on Van Dyke. The guy was just tough as nails, you know, cigar chomping, you know, it's this much money. We're going, oh, we don't really have much money. And, well, I'll tell you what, if you guys show up, you can cut them. I've got a machine that you can operate yourself, and then I won't charge you for that. So we actually, one by one, Roger and I did it. It was like this foot pedal thing where it went like this. And you put it in, and it would cut. So it was die-cutted, so it would have the little flaps. And we did them all, and then we took them to my house and hand-glued them. Every one of them. So, I don't know, I'm giving you way more detail, but the gist of it was there wasn't anything going on. I was not happy with the way music was. I needed something else. You know, I mean, I wasn't a Journey foreigner kind of a guy. Yeah. And I was looking for something more exciting and real.
Yeah.
And not processed and not big label. And, you know, it's just, you know, more, you know, it's real, you know. And,
yeah.
So... You know, we did that and made the record. I took around to some record stores, and when we did the final thing on the record, the final cutting, where they send that off to have the molds and the stampers made, the people waiting in the hallway were the Zooks. So it was like, oh, there's somebody else in town, you know. And then once we released the record, we started discovering a bunch of other people, and like the Ramrods was, you know, that was real fun. And, you know, just seeing the Mutants, you know, and a bunch of other bands and things